Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom Holmes, and with FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Ahoy there.
And we are with the third of our Patreon guest hosts, filling in for little Craigie Jungle Nipples. It is Raf Brienne. How are you, Raf?
Good evening, I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, nice. Good evening's nice. We haven't had good evening.
Good evening,
before.
Gentlemen.
It's lovely to have you here, mate. Raf is a patron of the Gaffer Tapes Podcast. He is here to fill you all in with us on Game Week 13, which has happened. It's in the bin. And then we're going to be back in part two. not straight away. That wasn't part one. We're going to go, right, that fucked me. I'm absolutely knackered already. And then part two, we're going to have your social media questions. Part three, we've got a little quiz. Raf is providing the quiz this week.
Yes.
Strong.
Really, really looking forward to that.
Very enthusiastic about my quiz.
Yeah, I know you are. You're literally fully erect already, which is exciting. And then we've got, the quiz. We've got our gaffer tapes, power bottoms, and a little bit of Timmy Tinker and all that stuff. I'm excited. But Raf, Southampton fan?
Yes.
We established just before the show.
I have no idea why. It's horrible. It's a nightmare. Every day is pain.
Right, it's going to be a strong pod then. It's going to be good. It is raining outside as well. And I've got wet feet because I've got holes in my trainers. So I'm feeling pretty low myself. But let's give, 30%. Let's give 30%. Game week 13, boys. It's the game week that I'd like to call the game week of the out of form striker. If you don't mind, to give it it sounds like a Game of Thrones episode or something.
I
think we should start giving our the game weeks special little names.
Yeah,
that'll do. Game week 13, unlucky for some. Brighton and Leicester. I was going to say I was hoping for a team to win, but that was a draw. So it's unlucky for both of them. Probably
it's pretty unlucky for Madison.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he got a little red card, didn't he? Everyone likes a bit of Madison this season.
Anyone have Madison? He's quite popular.
Not me.
Not anymore.
He's not become quite popular over the last few weeks, isn't he?
Become quite good at diving.
Yeah.
Or not.
Was he draw penalties and stuff?
Isn't that what he got double booked for?
Yeah, double booked for being a naughty little sausage. Yeah.
And it really had. Wasn't it 27th minute or something?
Yeah, it was early.
Yeah,
it was
crazy.
Very early for him to get his marching orders.
I can't ever remember someone getting sent off for diving in the first half an hour.
No, that's got to be a record, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe it's happened once before, but that's pretty epic, isn't
it? If that is the stat, by the way. If that's not the stat and you've just plucked that from the air, then that's probably still open that no one's been sent off for diving in the first half an hour.
Yeah, in that case, it works both ways, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't remember anyone being sent off.
It's either an observation or the truth.
I don't remember anybody getting sent off for windmilling a referee. Cool.
Well, I can't believe it. He got sent off for getting his knob out and just slapping the ref on the legs with it. Do you know what I mean?
You say it might be true.
It might be true. Absolutely.
Is it like like Air Bud or whatever, where the dog plays football or something like that? Where it's like technically there's nothing in the rules that says you can't.
But
the referee goes to referee him, goes to send him off, he's like, oh, actually, ref.
Do you know what? I always used to think that about what would happen if, as the ball was coming over and you were striking the defenders in front of you, if you just whipped his shorts down, and he'd obviously be scrambling around for his shorts. But technically, it's contact, yeah. But
genuinely, can't think of a rule that'll break.
Yeah, exactly. Just a little, trousers down, shorts down.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've covered getting your knob out and Air Bud in the first 3 minutes. So there we go. Right, it was the 7th goal of the season for Murray. He's now on the same amount of goals as Harry Kane.
Yeah, I mean, he's second in the Golden Boot race, one behind the leaders at 8.
Yeah, there's only a couple of lads on 8, I think.
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it? That's strong. Strong for him. Strong for him. Not so good for Harry Kane owners, who must be looking at that price difference going, fucking hell.
I couldn't justify it, I think.
But then we were talking about last week, weren't we? Remember, you said last week, is this week against Chelsea the time to get Kane in? As we'll discuss later, he scored. So maybe it is, right at the start of their purple patch, he's already done a goal. Maybe it could be the...
Maybe.
They got a purple patch before Christmas.
Yeah. Well, they've been for ages, haven't they?
Purple patch. Who are we talking about?
Tottenham.
Kane. Oh, okay. Yeah. Crimson Tide, it's referred to as. No, that's just euphemism for a period. that's why I wasn't really listening. I was thinking, what's that euphemism? Red Wedding. Oh, dreadful.
Elton got it.
Vardy scored as well. Fourth goal for Vardy this season, but it's his first since game week 7. Now that is a little there's a little bit of a pattern that's going to emerge as we go through these game weeks. Of strikers getting their first goal for a good few game weeks.
I've just got what that title meant.
There we go.
I wonder how many of them were penalties, because Vardy's was.
Well, that was a penalty. Yeah, maybe a couple.
One.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, and obviously red card for Maddison. Everton 1, Cardiff 0. Sigurdsson goal. I tell you what, he's looking all right now, isn't he, Sigurdsson? He was very slow at the start of the season.
Very slow in general.
Yeah.
In terms of speed.
Yeah. He's got fucking 6 this season. Mental.
Yeah, that's good. Richarlison was my captain this week.
I saw a few teams.
It made so much sense to me because he plays well for Marco Silva, who he likes, and he's out of position as a lone striker for Everton, which he's good at. And he's on massive form. He scored for Brazil in the international break, I think. And they're playing Cardiff at home. I thought, what more do you want? And he just didn't score.
Yeah, a lot of people. I did see, I think, Craigie Jungle Nipples, as he's been dubbed today. He did a little Richarlison captain. And I saw it and I thought, that's a strong shout.
I don't think it was a bad idea, but
luckily it wasn't. So Sigurdsson sitting at 7.4 mil, 7.3% picked.
It's weird because there aren't that many players in that range in midfield.
Yeah.
It's like him and Marshall, who might not be a pick anymore. And so if you've got that money exactly, then might be worth
it. Yeah, it's not bad, is it? It's not bad because obviously you've got your much more expensive and then you've got your really cheap. But nowadays, if you are getting a couple more budget strikers like your Frasers or your Murrays, then maybe you can afford to upgrade a Neves to a Sigurdsson.
Yeah.
Like Pokemon, isn't it, or something? I don't know. Theo Walcott assist. Little one for Theo.
No, don't do it. Never Theo Walcott. Don't be tempted.
Never.
He always does a couple of goals of assists, and you think, maybe it's Theo Walcott. And then he fucks you.
Yeah, it's his first decent point since game week 7.
He could definitely join the Juicy Dangler team.
Oh, classic.
And Callum Fraser.
Yeah.
Callum Fraser. Yeah. Combine the two.
Callum Fraser.
Yeah.
Get them both in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But I always look at Theo and think, it could be. Every time I see Everton have a nice little run, it was the same at Arsenal. I was like,
Because he will just come out of nowhere.
I think it's the same as Willian as well. And he plays forward and then you get him in and he just disappears, just like gone.
But then you'll get rid of him and then it's never straight away. It's about 2 or 3 games later. He'll get 2 goals and an assist and you go, it's not quite...
Because you get one game to think, genius move.
Yeah. It's just too far away to really annoy you, but it still niggles.
Yeah,
the niggler, we'll call them. Definitely not. Holy shit. Fulham 3, Saints 2.
Oh, God.
Oh, Mitrovic brace.
Yeah.
Very happy with that. Spoiler alert, but that was me power bottom pick.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Very happy with that. 13 points for that, lad. Get that on the fucking spreadsheet, Craig.
It's like he might well be a really good strike option again, because under Ranieri, he might just start flying again.
Mm. Well, we did call that last week. We said they're going to look good, didn't they, under the Tinker Man, as we called him.
Well, we said we wondered whether Hughes would be fired by this episode.
Yeah.
I'm amazed he's still around.
Yeah, because we thought they'd lose to Fulham.
Can we ask a Southampton fan your thoughts on Mark Hughes?
I don't know. He's not very good. But we just...
Because you've only in the last few years started even following football, haven't you?
Yeah, well, it was about 4 or 5 years ago. It was one of my final year of university is when Southampton... you went to University of Southampton. And last year of university is when they completed the double. So the whole city was buzzing about it. So that's when I started following them.
I see.
Oh, yeah, basically, yeah.
But so you don't remember Mark Hughes as a player?
No, definitely not.
So you haven't got the thing where it's like, now it doesn't really matter anyway.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
I thought he was really old.
Well, he is, but so are we. Yeah. He was a big United player. Yeah. He was fantastic for United. Played for Chelsea after that. Okay. Yeah.
That's the thing. So some of these managers have got like big footballing reputations.
Yes.
Some football managers, we're going to break this now. Most football managers used to play football themselves.
You're shitting me.
Very strange.
But they went through a period where all the Man United players retired, basically all got managerial jobs.
Yeah.
And Bruce, loads of them.
Yeah.
It's just one.
Just off the... I agreed with you, and then I thought, no, it is just Bruce, isn't it?
There must be more.
Yeah.
And then... But now they're starting to get... fucked up,
Keane, Roy Keane.
Yeah.
Little job.
But because we just sacked Les Reed, who was our director of football or something. And so that was they sort of thought, well, that's the problem and not Mark Hughes.
Yeah,
so they thought, we'll bring in a new one of those and then Hughes will get the support he needs and then things will improve. But it's really looking bad.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a few tweets saying, that's it, Southampton, sort it out. They've sacked the director of football.
Yeah. Which is an unusual move because it's so, like, such the the default to sack the manager.
Yeah. And
Tom, would you be sad if Southampton went down?
I think they've done it before, haven't they? They are sort of kind of synonymous with the Premier League for me. I remember the days of, I was just about to look at you and say, do you remember this? But you, no way.
imagine being a Southampton fan and not remembering Letizier.
Yeah, Letiz. Exactly.
Shit.
More like I know all about him after the fact, yeah, obviously. But no, I never watched him play, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. I don't know if I'd be that far. I quite like Southampton, but now I'm just
They're all right. Yeah, they're not a million miles away from here.
If you've got Hughes, why don't you just fuck off?
Yeah, cheers, guys.
Like, we don't want you.
Yeah.
Which I think is how it goes now. I think I get a vote at the end of the season. They cut it to a bottom five, and then I pick one.
It's like in Gladiator when you put your thumb out, and then you can put your thumb down, relegated.
Exactly.
Ash's thumb. There are two goals, two Southampton goals, were for who the goddamn tits is Stuart Armstrong.
Yeah.
Who the goddamn tits is Stuart Armstrong?
I'd forgotten about him.
You'd forgotten about him. 0.1% picked. Two fucking goals out of nowhere.
Oh, there's absolutely no way he's a
Stewie
pick.
Arms.
Yeah. That's the first and last time he'll ever score.
Well, it's very similar to, what's his name, matey? God, it's going to be a long podcast if we keep saying what's his fucking name. Mate Mush Foyth, who scored for last week, suddenly that became a bandwagon. He went from literally 800 people to 30,000-40,000.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. It's mental because he gives away a penalty every week.
Yeah, and he did obviously nothing this week, which is, you know, as predicted. So that's the kind of bandwagon you want to stay away from.
So now Southampton lost that game.
Yeah.
Their next, I mean, no one's got Southampton players, surely.
No.
And their next four games.
Oh, a lot of people still have.
Oh my God.
Ings.
Ings now and then. Ings is all right.
The next four games: Man United, Spurs, Cardiff away.
Yeah.
And then Arsenal. Yeah. Is there any chance Hughes still their manager?
Nah.
Why not just fire him now? Come on, let me fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah. Rather than prolonging it,
they're gonna fire him.
It's gonna happen, isn't it?
Yeah. On the 20th.
Because surely they're gonna look at Fulham, which
are another team in the Premiership.
Yeah. Which, yeah, who they played and go, fucking hell, they've sorted it out.
Yeah.
Brought in a new manager and they are rising like the proverbial salmon, if you don't mind me saying.
Any idea who they might bring in? Because it was looking like some Saints. Big Sam or something.
It's going to be the merry-go-round of shite, isn't it? It's going to be Big Sam.
Pards.
Oh, yeah.
God, I don't want it.
It's going to be. Of course it is. He's fucking rubbing his hands.
I know.
If Redknapp weren't in the fucking jungle, it'd be bang on it.
No, but it's so inevitable and it's so horrible. Some delusional person online said Brendan Rodgers. There's absolutely no way.
Oh, I don't know.
Coming from, you know, Champions League stuff with Chelsea halfway through the season, there's no way.
Yeah, probably not.
Champions League stuff.
He could be motivated by a big sack load of money.
It's happened before.
Yeah.
Or a sack load of something else. United nil. Talking of managers that could be on their fucking way out, the old Spanish archer. United nil, Palace nil.
He's been on the brink for a while, hasn't he?
Of killing everyone. Just of going mad.
Complete meltdown.
With a shotgun around the hotel that he's staying at. Just taking people out. It's only the second United clean sheet of the season. We're in game week 13.
Wow.
This time last year. I mean, I wish I had a stat for you, but it was probably about 10, wasn't it? I don't have a stat for you. But Palace have twice as many clean sheets as United this season. That is a stat I've got for you.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
But you don't need to have many clean sheets to have twice as many, do you?
Well, they've got four.
Yeah.
Do the maths. Yeah, crazy, isn't it? Is Jose going to go?
No.
I think it seems that he's doing just enough. Like, he got his head was on the chopping block.
Chopping board.
Chopping block. One of
block,
them.
Yeah.
Block. Just say block, it's a bit funny. Yeah. And then they beat fucking Juve. And I think that he's doing just enough to keep his job every time, just by the skin of his tits.
I mean, Man U have put up with a season of mediocrity to keep their manager at the end of the season before, a couple of times recently. So I think he'll just last and then Is that his contract extends beyond this year, doesn't it? I think.
Is it one more year?
I think he's got another year on it.
Maybe because they'd be talking about it otherwise, wouldn't they?
They're going to be one of those teams that just starts getting through managers. They don't want to be seen as that, do they?
No, they actively want to avoid that. Why do they put up with you know?
Yeah, and I mean they're going to struggle, but you know if they finish fifth, I mean. Yeah,
I think that's exactly where they'll finish. I mean, yeah, you're probably sixth, so. Actually.
Fifth or sixth. At the moment, looking at that table, they'd be fucking lucky to get sixth.
Mm.
Overpaid, didn't they? A lot of them. Overpaid.
Oh, yeah, there was that thing. They were all, on average, paid more than Man City.
Yeah, they are.
That's not really a surprise.
Crazy, the amount.
Sanchez especially. Yeah.
When it had all the wages and stuff, and Tottenham are fucking well down there.
Yeah.
Mad. Yeah, mad. Watford 0, Liverpool 3. They gave Watford more of a dicking away than they did last week against Fulham. TAA, the lad, I brought him in. Thanks very much.
Yeah, he looks really good.
Mendy replacement.
I've got Robertson. I wish I had TAA.
I've got both, mate. Got both. Oh, nice. Double up. TAA, Salah, and Firmino with a goal, and his first since game week 5.
Mm.
Fuck me. So Vardy, game week 7. Him, game week 5. I've got him in. I didn't realise I got him in one of my little secret sausages, and I had the captain's armband on.
Oh, wow.
So I climbed several thousand places in the Gaffer Tape League. Goals for them boys, big points for TAA, and Mane got a couple of assists as well. Kind of saved my week because I made a bad captain choice.
Just going back to stats, Saints for a second.
Yeah.
I was just looking at which player was on the worst form in the game. Because I noticed some of the Man United players, their form's obviously pretty low.
Yeah.
And then the lowest form player is Fosu-Mensah, but he's not played much. But then the second and third lowest are Stevens and
Benrak?
No. I can never pronounce his name.
Højbjerg.
Højbjerg. Højbjerg.
Oh, Hood. That's a different guy.
Yeah. who've both, their average is under zero.
How do you do that?
Exactly. You mean you have to get sent off in a game and then
score five own goals.
Yeah. You have to score so badly across three games that you average out to minus.
That's dog shit.
Yeah.
That is dog shit, isn't it?
We find new ways of being bad. We're innovators.
Right, West Ham City. We were talking about City a second ago. The game week of Sané and Sterling, wasn't it? 19 points for Sané, 16 for Sterling. He goes top. He's nearly hit 100 points so far in 13 game weeks. Having 95.
Having Sterling saved my game week.
Oh, you got Sterling.
Yeah, I wish I captained him. I don't know where to go. I captained him when he got those like 3 goals and 2 assists a couple of weeks ago. That was amazing.
I've got him myself actually. Yeah, I must say. But it's one of them. It's just so difficult because obviously Silva, he's quietly ticking over. He's got 3 back to back goals. David Silva.
Oh, there's so many good picks from City. So good. You've just got to cram as many players as you can.
Yeah.
I've gone with Laporte, Sterling, and Aguero.
Yeah.
And I still so badly want Sané and Silva, and it's just
It's so difficult. But that's the thing with Sané a bit more. Like, he's playing more regularly now, but at the start of the season, he just got...
He could definitely be in the Juicy Dangler team.
Very much so.
Put the whole squad together. Surely over winter in Champions League, he's going to get rotated like crazy, isn't he?
Yeah, they all... It depends. I think it makes a big difference for them who's playing, who they've got playing fullback.
Yeah.
Because they don't always play Mendy because he's out injured, isn't he?
Well, that's... Yeah, he's been injured.
Oh, fully, yeah. He's gone for surgery.
Oh, is
he?
Could be out for
up to 10 weeks, they reckon, if not longer, possibly.
So that's probably good for Sané and Sterling or whatever because they can get forward more.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, it's like where Kyle Walker, he never really pushes forward because the wingers are so attacking.
Yeah.
So he's not really a great pick on this. Whereas if he played for any other team, he'd be fucking mental.
Yeah,
he would. Imagine if he was playing right back for Chelsea and they had him and Alonso.
Mm.
You'd have them both every week. Oh, sick. Yeah. Crazy, wouldn't it?
That'd be mad.
Yeah.
And obviously KDB is not even being missed at the moment, is he? That City team are just... I mean, we've got a couple of City-related tweets coming up, but fucking hell. They're just looking unreal, aren't they?
They're so good.
Just looking unreal.
Haven't they won every game apart from one? Is it true?
Yeah.
Did they draw with Liverpool, maybe?
One draw. No, it wasn't even that. No, it's Wolves.
Oh, yeah.
Draw with Wolves, yeah.
That's so good.
Jesus Christ.
I was thinking at the beginning of the season and in the early games, I was thinking maybe there'll be a proper race for the, you know, three-way race between Liverpool, City and Chelsea because they're all looking so good at the beginning of the season. And now City are so good and Liverpool and Chelsea have ever so slightly slowed down.
Well, Liverpool let's talk about it now. It's next up. Chelsea, they were unbeaten.
Yeah.
They got thumped by Spurs 3-1.
And they were so bad.
Didn't see that happening. Yeah, they looked really bad. It could have been 6 or 7.
Yeah,
really.
It could have been.
Kane gets his 7th for the season, as we said, same as Glenn Murray. Don't get excited. It's the first double points week first double point haul for Ericsson. He's still sitting at 9.2 mil. That's a lot. He's less than 5% pick though. But yeah, it's the first time he's hit double figure. So if you've held on to Ericsson that much, he's gone down since from 9.5, which is mad. Dele Alli goal, an assist, goal for Son. Now it's nearly, we spoke about it, the time of the year for Son. He always, fucking loves it.
The winter sun.
It is the winter sun. I tell you what, Brian, that's the name of the fucking episode.
Yes,
I've
got something in the notebook.
The winter sun. Love that stuff. That's what we call the episode.
Cool, probably edit that bit out.
Oh, winter is coming. Oh no, that doesn't make us any. That's not reference to sun, is it? I was going to say winter is coming because that's Game of Thrones, and I mentioned the red wedding earlier, but hasn't got the reference to sun and the football.
What about the winter sun?
Winter sun.
Yeah,
there you go. Well done, Ash.
That's really good, mate.
Yeah, so as we said last time, it's from about now until the new year. Literally, that first game week in the new year, first or second. Sun is amazing.
Yeah,
he's been really good. I had him last year and I should have triple captained him on that double game week last year over Christmas, but I moved it last second to Harry Kane. I shouldn't have done.
He still has hardly played all season. I know he went away for the...
That's it, the Asian Games. And some people
don't get sent into the military games.
Yeah.
Paying for it. Yeah. And a lot of people, myself included, were looking at him returning from the Asian Games, seeing if he was going to be starting regularly because... And I forgot about him.
Well, is he
playing every week? Because I've
been not been playing at all.
Okay,
no, well, he hasn't got a lot of. But
if he's a regular starter, then he's amazing.
He fucking loves the winter time, doesn't he? He loves the winter. There was a Giroud goal that wiped out the Spurs clean sheet. Little Olivier Giroud. I mean, surely no one's got Giroud nowadays, have they?
I think some people might.
Yeah, well, if you're looking at Chelsea attacking options, which you probably shouldn't be, but if you are...
then Alonso.
The main thing is to not get Morata.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yes. Oh, yeah, God, everyone. That little video of him missing that absolute sitter for Spain. During the international break, missed an absolute fucking sitter and that went everywhere.
Mm.
Yeah, but he's, I mean, before that, he was doing all right, but nothing to get excited about. Something to get excited about, though. Arsenal continue. 17 games, I'm saying? Undefeated. Bournemouth 1, Arsenal 2. Sixth and sixth for Aubameyang.
Mm.
Yes, please. He wins it for the boys. Goal for Josh King on his return. He's been out for a couple of weeks, Josh King. I think he was injured. A lot of people were choosing between him and Wilson at one point. It was like very, very similar points, but Wilson's obviously edged it a little bit, playing a bit more than Josh King. But Josh King's back. Kolasinac 2 assists, so who gives a shit about that, to be honest. Wolves 0, Huddersfield 2, little bit of a unlikely one, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. It was one of them because that was like your late game on the Sunday, wasn't it? I think, possibly. Moy.
Because Ash had Moy on his draft team and he was up against me this week.
Because you boys are playing the old draft, didn't you?
Yeah, I totally didn't forget that was the thing.
Yeah, still looking at your team regularly.
That's the problem with draft. It's like if you're in it, it's really good. It's so easy to forget that it
exists.
I find that when I'm in it, I'm quite cold in a draft.
Comedian Tom Holmes, everybody.
Cheers, guys. Cheers. Thanks very much. Fulham winning as well. Is it the beginning of a bit of a turnaround? Obviously, Huddersfield, Fulham, we're going to get to it. Newcastle win as well. Another win for Newcastle. Bottom team starting to...
all our rivals. All our relegation rivals all turning
on. Yeah, Southampton. I'll tell you what. Do you think you're in trouble?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't worry about that. We're definitely a relegation fight.
Yeah, if only Mark Hughes had played football as a youngster, he might have a bit more of an idea. Burnley 1, Newcastle 2.
Burnley are doing shit, aren't they?
Yeah.
Little own goal for me, if anyone had me in their team. It's never going to get old, that little thing, is it? Yeah, little own goal for me. That was it. That was game week 13, the game week of the out-of-form striker. Lovely stuff. Nice to see Mitrovic score. So our mini league, that's still our top 10 lads. Mini league brought to you by monster-shop.co.uk with prizes, a PS4 bundle for the overall winner, plus manager of the month prizes. The pin is 4817 1594, or just go to the auto join link at gaffertapes.com/join. Let's do the top 10. Raf, do you want to read the top 10, mate, as has become tradition for the Patreon guest hosts over the last few weeks?
Really just, hard names.
Yeah, just do it with confidence.
It is. Just either do it with confidence or just pick the easiest part, either the person's name or the team name, whatever's easiest.
Yeah. I'm going to go for both. I'm going to go for it.
Go for it, mate.
Okay, in 10th place is Alamut by Gurban Murat Muradov.
Nice.
In 9th is P.E.O. By Vadim Shmitov. But, God.
In is eighth... it the numbers that you're finding difficult? No. Well, I can do the numbers if you want, because they're really easy. I know the numbers.
Halkiv Warren Palo by Matti Kerenen.
Yeah, I like the...
7th is Orenburg by Orenburg93. 6th is Team Cart by Matthew Kearney. 5th, Pleased to Meet You by... Ariaman Anand. 4th, 2 Goals, 1 Cup by Chris Ardis. 3rd, Catch Me If You Killian by Melinda Priha. 2nd, Corner Tigers by Shores Harris. And in 1st, again, is Millimax, Mian Berich.
Lovely stuff. Yeah, he's still very much top.
Manager of the Month update.
Yes, because there's only a couple of games left, actually.
Yeah.
We're in a full game week, I don't think.
Unfortunately, Marcin Wazalewski, the pressure got to him. He's dropped down to 12. So, no PlayStation.
Damn well, it.
No PlayStation Pro.
Oh, either. Is it? It's not. Oh, that's it, isn't it? The Manager what? Of the Mumps is done.
Is there another?
No, because it's the first.
Yes, you're right, yeah.
On Saturday. So
how
it is.
How does it work when the first is like halfway through the game week?
Well, we'll have to find it. We'll have to announce it next week because it'll tell us.
We'll announce it next week, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But currently, the winner and probably will be.
No, I tell a lie because it's Friday night football. So there is one more game left. Oh, that's exciting.
I wonder whether that we're doing it by whatever it says you get the points for in November on the league.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But so far, it's Walid Salah.
Is
top with 274 points for the
massive
month.
Yeah, absolutely. For that lad. Huge.
He's got, he got 77 points this week. Oh, Captain Sterling. Oh.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
That'll fucking do it.
That's about all he had, actually. Mental.
And then just before we go for part one, we're going to do our positions. Ash, still the daddy of G-Wing, 2028. If you had a bad week, you went down. I'm now only about 9 points behind you, Jason. I had a decent week, not too bad. 2,421st in the Gaffer Tapes League. Craig, still down there. He had actually a better week than me. Beat me by about 2 points this week. 5,480 if he's gone up. 110 click wanker. Raf, you're doing better than all of us, mate.
Oh, I'm having a good season.
You're smashing it, aren't you? 1,552nd in the Gaffer Tapes League.
Yeah.
And I found a little Dommy's team, Dominic Monaghan, 2,050th. So he's probably on about the same amount of points as you, Ash, I would have thought. Mm. Probably about 1 or 2 points between you and Dom.
Probably
the
even the same, yeah.
Might even be the same. There we go. Very interesting. So yeah, join the league, thegaffertapes.com/join or 4817-1594. That was game week 13. We're going to be back in part two for your social media questions. And then part three, obviously, we've got a bit of a quiz, bit of your power bottoms, preview in the next 2 game weeks. Exciting. And then we've got a little bit of Timmy Tinker. So we will see you in a second.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. Ash, Tom and Raphael here with you. Raphael, as we said, is one of our patrons. You could be on the show if you went to patreon.com/thegaffertapes and pledged £7 a month. $7.
$7.
That's not even real money.
It's stuck on Fiverr.
Yeah, plus
Fiverr a month.
In a couple of months, $7 would just be like 900 quid. It's fine.
Exactly. Satire, that is.
Exactly, yeah. Trying to get those Brexit votes in.
Yeah, get the Brexit boys on.
Now, it's the time... for a thing we like to call rescued it there.
Tweets for my tweet.
Who's asking?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh. I love the fact that every week we never tell them we're gonna do it, we just point and they know what to do.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. We got a tweet from the Ogrebilius. Decided to wild card and didn't include... Oh, yeah, so he/she got in touch last week about wild carding, wasn't sure about Kane. Decided to wild card and didn't include Kane. He scored. Luckily, I got Sterling. Him, Alonso and Aguero are my big budget players. Should I have gone with Salah, Kane and Robertson, though? Thanks. So he/she saying... Sterling, Alonso and Aguero or Salah, Kane and Robertson? Oh, tough. What do you think, boys?
I think you're worrying too much. I mean, sort of Sterling, Alonso, Aguero, great players in a great team. You know,
yeah,
probably average out exactly the same.
I would say it'd be quite interesting to see at the end of the season if you put all those points together.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be.
It's going to be massively different.
It's not like he's like, oh yeah, I've got Lukaku,
Pogba.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe, well, you made
they've already done it.
Made a nice little observation while we weren't recording, Raph, about Martial and Lukaku. You could probably say that. You sounded quite smart when you said it.
Thank you. It's because I read it on the internet.
Oh, there we go.
So Lukaku came back in and apparently that pushed Martial out wide, which is why he wasn't as good this week. So Martial was enjoying freedom as a lone striker, and that's why he's getting loads of points each week.
Yeah.
And now Lukaku's back, it's going to eat into Martial's. Well, Martial's going to be pushed out wide. Might eat into his minutes as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, Martial might not be the pick he's been for the past few weeks.
And we just saw that he's been left out. This is Martial. He's been left out of the Manchester United 2019 calendar as well, which is huge news. The Sport Bible are tweeting about that shit at the moment.
Maybe it's like a sort of calendar girls esque one.
Maybe sexy.
Yeah.
Banana.
Exactly.
Banana.
Too obscene.
Couple of fucking grapefruits, that lad. Bollocks on him.
Don't worry about it. I would maybe think about dropping Aguero and getting Kane in, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know whether he can afford it.
I'm stupid enough to be considering Aguero to Aubameyang, actually.
Really?
Because they're the same price as well. Kane is 2 million more, and Aubameyang is doing really
well.
And
they've got a bit
good,
less than...
good fixtures as well. Oh, no, they have in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
Arsenal's fixtures are decent. We've got Tottenham coming up on Sunday. I'm going to be watching that in the pub in Wokingham. If you live in Wokingham, want to come for a drink, because I don't know anyone. should have said that at the start when we've got more people listening.
I think
this could have been a thousand people.
I think what happens is people turn it on and immediately skip forward.
Come on, when's he mentioning Wokingham?
Wokingham.
Yes. Right. So we got a tweet from FPL Problems. Sterling more essential than Salah and Hazard now?
Less essential to his team.
Sterling more essential than Salah and Hazard now?
Yes. The answer for me. I think he is. Yeah, definitely.
But he's still going to get rotated. He still could get these points. And then, bang.
That's the thing. He'll be
0 in a game week.
It'll be once every 5 or 6 weeks and he won't play at all, so your sub will come in. He's really worth having
The thing is, those teams are so reliant on Salah and Hazard.
Yeah.
I think by the end of the season, I'm a really big Sterling fan. I always have been. I'm always saying you should get him in.
Yeah,
but I don't think he's better than those two.
You don't think he's a better player or a better pick?
I don't think either.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah. Well,
Hazard currently, he's gone off the boil. People are getting rid of him, and he's gone yellow. If you don't mind me saying.
Yeah, I think he'll be right for next game week. But
they're playing Fulham, and I know Fulham are. You know, they got the Ranieri injection.
Yeah. So this week I've got a big dime because Hazard's got Fulham at home, and Hazard's an amazing player. It seems like a no-brainer. But Sterling's on such form at the moment.
I've
and
got
he's,
both,
got, he's got an amazing fixture as well. But Ash, you think he might be getting rotated this week?
Well, you just can't tell. I genuinely don't think there's any way of telling. So you could do it. I would definitely have like Salah or Hazard and Sterling. But I wouldn't say that Sterling was more essential as combinations.
What have you guys got?
I've got Salah and Hazard at the minute, but I'm thinking of maybe getting rid of Hazard for Sterling.
Sterling and Hazard myself,
because he's gone yellow.
I've got Sterling and Hazard. Sterling, I think it's the way to go.
Sterling and Hazard for me, I think, I'm happy with that. I don't think
Sterling's too expensive. I'm perfectly happy paying him 11 million, but I think 13 million is completely ridiculous.
It's
a bit silly, really.
Yeah.
Bit rich. Always a bit rich, isn't it? Bit rich. Sour Troubadour. Enjoyed the VAR chat last week. If you could go back in time and use VAR for any footballing decision, what would it be?
Sure, it's an easy one.
Is it?
Gotta be Lampard's one.
Oh, for England?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'd go back in time.
And stop 9/11, guys.
Yeah. I was going to say, wow.
That's not really anything to do with VAR, is it?
A bit less than that. I was like, I'll go back in time and delete his friend request. That's what you do on Twitter. Block him so he couldn't send that message. VAR.
Oh, yeah, you're not a big fan. Not a big fan, are you? I'd go back and stop probably the greatest terrorist atrocity that the world has ever seen.
I would go back. Oh, I've got it. I would go back in time and VAR that goal that England scored in the World Cup final, and then we never would have won the World Cup.
Oh, my God.
God, can you imagine?
You monster.
There'd be no three lines. There'd be no...
Oh, God.
There'd be no two World Wars and one World Cup. It'd be two World Wars, and that is the end of the song.
Just really, they were like... The good news is, we've stepped into a no-deal Brexit scenario. Plus, but the one good thing is we've invented time travel, but we can only go back and fix one thing. Ah, shit, we didn't win the World Cup.
The old TV comedy football panel show, they think it's all over. That wouldn't be called that. That'd be called the Nick Hancock Show or something. Nick Hancock and David Gower Show. That'd be awful. What a world. I put in this tweet from Craig Verinder, who tweeted us, but I realised he tweeted us ages ago, and it was an old little screen grab that I'd done. Basically, he said, when Ash is saying stuff like Amanda Traore, etc., etc., he always says, captain a midfielder at home, Salah away, Aguero away, Ricardison home. Do I take the FPL expert's advice? That was actually from last week. I didn't realise. I didn't read it properly.
That's exactly what I did.
And that's exactly what you did, and it didn't work. So never listen to Ash. Although I'm sure there must have been a different midfielder at home.
Yeah, true.
So always always listen to Ash.
Yeah, if you've got Moy.
If you've got... Hey, exactly. Was he at home?
Wow.
Probably.
No, I think
he wasn't away. Doesn't matter though, does it?
It wouldn't have if you hadn't
said
that.
Name begins with an M, don't worry about it. Yeah. That's the rule. Right, that'll do for tweets. It's time for everyone's favourite. It is, of course, Any Other Business.
Any other business. Is that right? Any other business. It's all right. Any other business. Gaffer tape.
Right, we're going to start off with the email. Nick Burnley Hall, we got in touch last week. We said, is he a doctor? Then we questioned whether he was a heart surgeon.
Because I would say, just without having seen what this is going to be...
Well, he just said he was a doctor, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. If you're a doctor, I mean, that's something really difficult to be. It's not like where you're like, just like a... You've got a degree in a doctorate. That's nothing.
Exactly.
That's
just exactly. Are you a real doctor? Do you heart surgery? So anyway, let's read his email. Where is it? Blah, 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 blah. He said, definitely not a heart surgeon, but here's the proof you were after. And he sent us a picture of his doctorate.
In Welsh.
Is it in Welsh?
Yeah. Doctor of Philosophy.
And he's a doctor of philosophy.
Oh.
That means...
Nicholas James Burnley Hall. And their picture of him with his little... Dressed up like a Morris dancer. What's he wearing?
This is very suspicious. I do like how they've got the Loch Ness Monsters to sign it, though.
That's very well spotted, well observed. Yeah, that's very strange. Maybe we should tweet... Well, no, probably he doesn't want us to tweet it, does he? I was going to say, maybe we should tweet it. Probably got his address and his bank details on it, I was saying. Yeah, so he is a doctor of philosophy. What is that? Where you go... Oh, a tree. Did it make an oil when you cut it down? Who bloody knows?
It's like being a professor of shame, isn't it?
Are you a doctor or anything, Raph? You got any qualifications, mate?
No, I got a degree.
Degree in what?
Maths. Did maths for a long time.
Bloody hell. Jesus. Yeah. No wonder you're doing all right at FPL. It's all just spreadsheets and shit, innit? Do you make spreadsheets?
I do make spreadsheets, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah,
what, for fantasy football?
I do, yeah.
Fuck, you're not allowed on this podcast if you've ever made a spreadsheet. Get out. No, good luck to you. Good luck to you. I'd like one. Maybe you should sell them. People do that. Absolutely mental.
Ben Cannon does all the like double game week. Yeah. He's super useful, yeah.
On Reddit.
Does he? I don't like him. I don't know who he is. I don't know who he is. I don't. I've never met him. Right, we got one from Ginger Figo. He said, great podcast. Maybe a bit biased, but thought the Flying Slug, that was Johnny who was on last week, was a top stand in fellow host from the non-speaking Russian OG. Oh, so that is John's brother. Tweeted us.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and I walked from here to show John where the station was afterwards, and he went, yeah, I told my brother I was coming on. My brother's like, oh, yeah, I like that podcast, but they swear a lot, he said.
What?
I was like, and he went, none of the other fantasy football podcasts swear. I was like, oh, that's why we didn't get on the official FPL show.
We had, when we...
fuck them.
Do you remember when we first started this? It was one of the first things we discussed. We were at the pub talking about the show.
Yeah.
We decided whether we were going to have the... explicit tag on it or not.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were like, it would be so difficult not to swear and to edit out if we do.
Yeah.
Let's just go.
Oh, someone else said that to me. They were like, yeah, you've got the explicit thing and none of the other podcasts have.
Yeah.
Like we do fantasy football.
We do it properly.
Spreadsheet lot, didn't they?
Yeah.
We do it properly.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Thanks for getting in charge, in touch, Ginger Figo. James Edrupt. He said, gonna say, Man City will go the whole season unbeaten. What do we think about that, boys? Discuss.
Oh, yeah, I could see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you?
They play like... They're so far ahead. They don't... Like, Liverpool are like playing a game of football.
Mm.
But Man City have just got this whole system that just grinds teams down.
Yeah.
It's like they're not really playing a game.
Well, look, their rivals are better. So, like I was saying, Liverpool and Chelsea are both better than they were last year. And so there could be the outside chance of only one of them doing an upset, maybe.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
I could see them losing away.
It'll be just against someone random. I mean, they've already drawn against Wolves. It'll be something random, like they play Wolves in the second game, like, and Wolves end
or
up
Southampton?
Doing the double.
And they could have...
Southampton.
over they still still don't have the biggest squad in the world. Maybe over Christmas or whatever. That loads of fixture congestion. They play someone that hasn't got to play Champions League.
I don't know. They've got a world-class second team ready to fill in every single position, haven't they?
Yeah. I mean, they've got KDB, who's been crocked basically all season. Yeah. And it ain't even fucking...
Their best player's been out for months and they've been flying.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I'm saying. But they haven't had, I was going to say, anything go against them. Mm. But they haven't got tired people, have they? Like, their defence isn't... Like, who do they play left-back now?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it could... It's not... And Aguero can't score away from home. Jesus...
Oh, I was going to bring that up. Have you seen Aguero's home and away form? It's really, really stark.
Yeah,
I mean, he's scored, I think, so he's second top scorer as well as, or is he top scorer? I can't remember. He's joint top or second top scorer. And only one of his goals away from home.
Yeah.
All of his other, at home.
Yeah.
And they've been quite sort of like spaced out as well. They've got two here, nothing, two there, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Been a funny one, Aguero, this season. But yeah, Jesus done fuck all.
Yeah.
He's hardly played. He's had one assist and one goal all season.
Well.
Is he injured now as well?
I think so.
Yeah, there you go. Right, Jezza Beard 34 said, should I just give up FPL? The other week I bought in Mendy, Ings and Goodmanson and they all got injured that very game.
Wow.
I love tweets like that.
I was going to say no, but yes.
Well,
he can't have done... taking an 8-point hits to bring in Ings and Goodmanson. That is not possible.
You're not going to make that up from them boys, are you?
Maybe he should give up. You know the thing is, when you're like, you're a bit depressed.
Yeah.
And you're like,
tell me about it. I've got wet feet.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, oh, what can I do to push me over there? What can I do to justify getting sent to Dignitas? I'll do this. Then when I tweet about it, people will see it and be like, oh, I think they should change the law so he can rightfully commit suicide.
There you go.
So that's our sort of appraisal of his fencing thing.
Yeah.
So the answer is yes, and better luck next year.
Yeah.
Yes, just give up now.
Yeah.
Just quit. I didn't quite understand Chuck Bailey's tweet about the Match of the Day challenge. What's Match of the Day challenge? Is that just to watch Match of the Day? He says, just completed the BBC Match of the Day challenge and greeted with a 50-point week, 30 of which came from my two transfers this week. Hashtag AOB, hashtag the patience of a father. Because obviously, Chuck Bailey, I don't know if we've mentioned it on the podcast, had a had a child, friend of the podcast, long-time patron. And he was a little patron guest host last year, I think, Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he. I don't know what the big Match of the Day challenge is. Is that a thing kids do nowadays?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Never mind.
No. See if you can masturbate just while Gary Lineker's on the screen. Is that the Match of the Day challenge? Like the what was it called? The Beat Your Mum challenge. You're saying that sounds wrong. That's not what it was. It's when...
explain for the people at home.
Yeah,
I heard someone say. I'm sure we've mentioned it on this podcast before. And this is an urban myth. I don't imagine anyone's ever done it before. It's actually my big sister that told me about this. Funnily enough, it's when you're wanking and then you're just about to finish, and then you shout for your mum, and you have to finish before she gets in the room. that's the something challenge. It just made me think that.
Where you have to finish before the end of Match of the Day.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Thanks, Chuck. What's the BBC Match of the Day challenge? Has
maybe the
anything
Match of the Day
to do
challenge,
with masturbating and Gary Lineker?
Although the Match of the Day challenge really is to watch it and not fall asleep when the last game is on.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's probably what it is, more likely, isn't it? Let's be honest. Craig Wright again got in touch. Because we said the thing about the international break and FPL being continued and stuff like that. He's come up with a couple of ideas. For that international break thing, maybe there could be some special extras you could win if you get X amounts of points. Nothing as powerful as a wild card, but perhaps an extra transfer. I love the fact that he called a wild card powerful.
Nice.
This was two tweets, actually. Or maybe a new bonus that for 1 week of your choice, you get the best possible score from your team. A good option if you have a high-scoring sub who you didn't pick. That's just the bench boost he's talking about, isn't it?
Oh, man. It's like a shit version.
Oh, the highest possible... Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's so like a slight... It's like a very slightly worse version of the bench boost.
It is, isn't it?
Two players.
It kind of does it for you, doesn't it?
Yeah,
but
automatically substituting players in.
Yeah, interesting. That's quite interesting. I like that. That's the sort of thing, again, I say it every time. Any time someone comes up with an idea, I was like, Dom Monaghan would love that.
Yeah.
He used to love stuff like that.
It's an idea for like a new chip, sort of, if you had that.
Yeah.
But then I heard another idea someone had for a new chip, which was like automatically choosing the best captain for a week. So...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, the auto captain chip.
Yeah.
Nice, I like that. Any more ideas, get in touch, yeah.
The other thing he's talking about, it basically sounds like Perfect 11, where you sort of choose the best team for exactly the international break, and then...
Don't you think it would be better, instead of making stuff easier, like people complain that video games are too easy and stuff like this, and it does sort of take away from it now that it's so much about, like, your wild card is so built into that last double game week. If all three chips were bad, and it was like, when... when are you going
to
use your shit chip?
You have to use it.
Yeah, like it automatically picks the worst captain.
Or it can be one shit chip.
Yeah, it substitutes off your three best players. You're only allowed to play a five-a-side team.
Yeah.
That'd be loads better.
Oh, that was the thing we... Oh, you know, I was trying to remember last time. I was like, what was the other thing? Like the hypothetical that then we got loads of people messaging. It was that five-a-side thing that we said we were going to do and we didn't do. That was a bloody good idea. Maybe we should do that in the new year.
That's what we were talking about doing.
Write that down. Five-a-side, good shout. Five-a-side, question mark. right, let's do a quick email before we go. Raph, do you want to read the email, mate?
Do you have an email jingle?
No, that's the only one we don't have. Oh, we definitely don't. Send us an email jingle.
Yeah. Someone asked the other day
via email
where we got the jingles from. They asked if we did them. But obviously people send
voices
in
for all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. We clearly say this is sent in from some nutter from wherever. Yeah. Although actually I got a random message the other day from Johnny Worthington, who is gonna be our last Patreon guest host of the year. And he said, sorry, Tom, just having a chat with a mate and we were just wondering what shirt number little Timmy Tinker would wear. I always assume number 8. And I went, it is number 8.
Wow.
Yeah, there we go. Please, Raph, take it away, mate.
Okay. Hi, chaps and guest host. Hello. It's nearly Christmas fixture time, which is a pain in the ass for everyone concerned, but the fixtures don't look as bad as usual. Game weeks 19, 20 and 21 look a bit hairy. All three of them falling within a week.
Shit.
Do we start using chips? I used all mine wrong last season. I need to keep up with my brothers in my fam mini league. Thanks, guys. JP.
With my brothers in my fam mini league. that's Jimmy Pyle, the pylon, emailing us. Do you use chips? You tend to use chips over your little jobbin one.
Yeah,
your little bobbins, your little... Maybe a free hit, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe a free hit if you... Oh, no, because you've always got...
No.
Every team playing.
Free chip is for the bank game week, between the double game weeks at the end of the season.
Got to be, innit?
I'm pretty strict about like the double game week bit at the end. You've always cheaper chips then.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I used my triple captain over the Christmas period last year, but like he says, it's not as bad as it was. There was actually a double game week last year, and like I say, I drunk.
Yes, it was
put
Kane,
it on
wasn't
sun,
it?
And was the sun, next morning I woke up 5 minutes before the deadline and changed it to Kane. Oh, and if I hadn't done, I would have beat Craig.
Did he get 3 points?
Would have beat Craig that year. Yeah, he got nothing, and Sun scored like 2 goals.
Oh my god! Assist.
Basically, fucking in the Christmas period with all this fixture congestion.
Can we not say period? Can we say Crimson Tide, please?
Why not? Yeah.
Oh, that is, yeah.
We can dub it over afterwards.
Yeah, go
on. It's not sort of higher scoring or lower scoring or anything you can predict like that. What it is more unpredictable, I think. So for that reason, you don't want to use your chips, put all your eggs in one basket.
But that's what's wrong with...
You just want to ride it out.
But that's what's the problem with doing the... that big double game week.
Yeah.
Because it's so unpredictable because everyone starts resting and rotating and stuff. I used mine just before I went, sort of flipped the strategy last year and ended up getting loads of points where we'll talk about it nearer the time, but where you just slightly change that strategy and don't put it so much on that game week 37 because it's just such a random clusterfuck.
And then, you're sort of restricting yourself to using it then. If you leave it till then, you have to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good point, chaps. Very good point. Yes, that is your social media questions. Don't forget to get us at The Gaffer Tapes on Twitter, facebook.com/... Oh, we didn't do any Facebook. Facebook.com/TheGafferTapes. Info@TheGafferTapes with an email. Yeah, we do still need an email jingle. We never had one in 4.5 years, nearly 5 years of broadcasting.
But ironically, everybody sent us their jingles
via email. Via email. How did you send it? Exactly. Info@TheGafferTapes. Yes, that's it for part two. We will be back with part three, where we're going to preview two game weeks because there's a cheeky little game week. And then bit of a quiz and bit of Timmy Tinker. I'm obviously underselling it. A massive colossus of a quiz.
Thank you.
So we will see you in a second.
Hello, welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, part 3, section 3, episode 3, the threest of the three thing ever. I'm here with Tom.
Hello.
Raphael.
Hello.
Or Raph.
It's not episode three.
I don't know. You're gonna do that.
No. He does a lot of stuff that we never know. It's just like,
yeah. Like it can be episode three.
Impromptu art.
You just got to believe.
Yeah. Believe, mate.
So in part three, we are gonna preview the fixtures. We are gonna do a quiz. We're gonna do Timmy Tinker.
Mm-hmm.
Next week's show
is
a double cluster bag because there's a double game week. So there's two game weeks in the space of a week.
Right. So it's a double cluster bag, isn't it? So this coming game week is game week 14. Then that runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then there's a cheeky little game week 15 on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, cluster
Tuesday
bag.
Tuesday the 4th and Wednesday the 5th. So we're gonna preview both of those now, but we're actually gonna be here with our next Patreon guest host, the beautiful Dan Parkinson. Lovely Dan Parkinson. He's got his own little podcast as well.
Is it?
Actually, he does, yeah. Yeah. Armchair Fancast.
Oh.
I believe it's called. He's going to be here. And we're actually recording on the Wednesday next week, so it's going to be the tail end of the games. It'll all work out fine, I'm sure.
Nice.
But yeah, lovely Dan's going to be here. He was at the live show. He was the guy who we brought up on stage.
Clipboard, yeah.
Yeah,
because we invited him up on stage and to be in this, but he's never invited me onto his podcast.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
there we go. We'll have words with him about
Yeah,
so game week 14 runs Friday. It's Friday kickoff. Don't miss the deadline.
Oh,
Cardiff Wolves, Friday the 30th.
Some
this
people
Friday.
Definitely get caught out by that.
You know what?
Yeah,
this
I think so.
Cardiff Wolves is obviously going to be quite an interesting game.
Mm.
So they thought, we'll put it on a Friday.
Yeah.
Not on the fucking Monday slot of doom.
Yeah, I know.
Especially they replaced it with an early kickoff on Saturday. There's no 12:30.
Yeah, there's no early Saturday kickoff. Not that really matters.
And no super
late
Saturday kickoff.
No, not
the
7:45 round.
They just don't give a fuck anymore, do they? Just like,
very strange.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
You hear the Bundesliga like voted against having Monday kickoffs at all ever. They're done with it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got rid of them, I think.
Oh, wow.
Ah. Yeah, good. It should be.
Have you guys pros against? What do you think?
What, Monday night kickoffs?
Yeah.
They used to be
if
the
it's
best.
Decent, if it's decent, they're just showing any old
West
shit.
West Ham played on a Monday night.
Yeah, I know, but then everyone else hated it.
Mm.
That's what it is.
Mm.
If it ain't your team, it's an exciting game for the neutral.
Yeah, and then it's just like, you wait, it's always, oh, we've played, how many points have I got? Oh, there's some other fixture.
Yeah.
Because they never put any good games on there. They put them all Sunday afternoon, don't they?
Bastards.
Yeah.
Bastards. So Friday, the 30th, this coming Friday, Cardiff Wolves, then your Saturday football, Palace Burnley, Huddersfield Brighton, Leicester Watford, City at home to Bournemouth, that's got to look good. Newcastle West Ham, Ash. Newcastle in a bit of form.
Yeah, three in a row, weren't they?
Yeah.
They're ahead of us in the league. How mental is that?
That's crazy. Then Southampton United, the late kickoff on a Saturday. Then the Sunday games, Chelsea at home to Fulham. You would think that would be a bit of a dick in if you got Alonso. Cheeky little captain on Alonso for that one. But Fulham have...
Okay.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it.
You should triple captain Alonso.
Triple captain Alonso. Well, do you know what? Fulham there... Yeah, exactly. Against Ranieri in form. Fulham have got a little bit of spunk back in them. You know, if you don't mind me saying. Arsenal Spurs is the 2:05 kickoff.
Oh, the classic 2:05.
2:05, mate. And then the 4:15 is the Merseyside derby, Liverpool and Everton. So before we move on to game week 15, what tickles your pickle out of them ones, boys? Chelsea Fulham, bit of a one-sided game.
I mean, like I said, I cannot decide between Hazard at home to Fulham and Sterling at home to Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Like, I think it'll end up being Sterling captain and he won't play and it'll go through to vice-captain Hazard.
At the moment, that is what I'm on at the moment. Mm. But like I say, that little Alonso captain pick is... But then all they need to do is just concede one and then it's fucked, isn't it?
I think.
Can you imagine last season
not
captaining Salah? For this
fixture. Do you know what? It's not even a contemplation for me. But then I suppose because I don't have him, so then you don't think about it.
You're not thinking, oh, I've got to get him in for this, are you?
Yeah. Well, I've taken Mane out to get Sterling in.
Yeah, I see.
So I've only had Mane for about 2 weeks.
I think it's going to be. It's definitely some really good fixtures, isn't there?
Got rid of Man A and Man B.
North London derby? What are you thinking?
I don't know.
Possibly.
Yeah, maybe a little draw. I wouldn't say I'll be happy with the draw, but I think it's the most likely outcome.
I don't know. You've been in years. I think you're better than Spurs right now.
Yeah, well, I do, but then I don't know. Like, Spurs are coming off that big win against Chelsea.
Mm.
I don't know.
Arsenal seem like the underdog to Spurs for last.
They do
years.
A little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah.
They do a little bit. It's kind of got to the stage where no one will admit it, but we come out with a point and go, that's not bad, actually. Do you know what I mean? Which is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
That is not the way to react. Yeah, so then game week 15 is on the Tuesday. So that game week 14 finishes on Sunday. The next one is Tuesday. First kickoff 7:45. So your deadline's going to be 6:45 on the Tuesday, 4th of December.
Miss that.
People will miss it. Don't tell your mates. This is when, like, my IT mate at work, he sits opposite me, the IT guy, and I've got him into fantasy football. He fucking loves it. But now he started trying to tell me stuff. He said some bullshit about, yeah, Mendy's price is frozen, so it won't move. I went, that's bullshit. That's not a thing. He went, yeah, I think you'll find it is. And then it turned out it wasn't a thing.
Surely it's Kevin from all those weeks ago.
Yeah, he's a bit like Kevin, or he's a little bit like the FPL boffin. I'm absolutely furious. No, seriously. But he's like that. He just tries to tell me stuff. So it's them. I'm telling him, he's doing better than me now. And I'm telling him when to do things. He was like, yeah, probably going to use my free hit. And I went, well, don't use that because you use it for your blank game weeks later in the thing. And then he's going to do it. He's going to beat me. And he's going to be like, yeah, no, I just probably, I just kind of did it on my own. So like, that's going to fucking annoy me. So I might not tell him about that. So Tuesday, yeah, Bournemouth, Huddersfield, Brighton, Palace, West Ham, Cardiff and Watford City are your Tuesday games. And then Wednesday, Burnley, Liverpool, Everton, Newcastle, Fulham, Leicester, Wolves, Chelsea, United, Arsenal and Spurs, Southampton. So out of those fixtures, your game week 15s.
It seems like Fulham play Leicester every week.
Fulham, Leicester.
For some reason.
Do they? Well, it's the Ranieri derby, yeah, exactly, isn't it? Yeah. Wow, that's going to be decent.
Oh, yeah.
It's
going
to be interesting, the Tinkerman derby.
Are we pinpointing this?
Spurs is Southampton.
Spurs, Southampton as the end.
Oh, as the end of Hughes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a sort of like... pithy sort of way to say that.
I say they're going to have a huge decision to make.
Oh, very good.
Decision to make. Yeah.
Just think of that.
Just right now. United Arsenal is going to be interesting. Definitely. Do you know what? That's a nice little game week. I quite like that.
I think both of them are.
I think
which is a big pick at home to Cardiff right now.
Okay, that's nice. That's a nice little...
Cardiff are quite defensive though, aren't they?
West Ham.
They're quite set up. I don't know. Cardiff. Although I was going to go... So our power bottom's going for both weeks?
We'll do one power bottom, which will incorporate the two. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're two individual weeks, but we'll almost see them as a double game week when it comes to that.
I wish someone could think of a catchy name to describe what. Yeah. Two. Because there is no word.
You call it double cluster.
Double cluster bag.
No, a cluster bag.
Cluster bag. I'm writing that down. Yeah.
Because the thing is, it's two... game weeks, but within one holding week container. You think of it
as a holding week container.
You think
of it
as an array of match days.
Yeah,
they're both contained within one object.
I'll be talking computer stuff.
Yeah. Let's move on to the power bottoms then, chaps. And obviously, we have a fantastic jingle.
Unknown length.
So the power bottom. So last week I said Mitrovic got 13 points. Bang. You said Jimenez. You got 2 points, Ash. Craig did actually pick Patterson, but he messaged us after. Johnny, Patreon guest host last week, picked Neves for him. Craig would have got 2 points. Johnny picked in 1 point. So Craig, you can put 2 points for Patterson on your spreadsheet if you want.
If you need one for Johnny.
It's up to you. I don't mind. I got 13 for Mitrovic. Make sure you put those in. Let's have some power bottoms then for this game week. Raf, do you want to pick one or are you going to stay out of it, mate? Stay neutral.
I'll go last so I don't like tread on your toes if you've got to
tread on my tits.
Right?
Never tread on a gaffer's tits.
You're allowed to pick the same. We're allowed to pick the same person. We are.
Well, that'd be weird. Don't.
You just never have.
Please don't.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I'm having Murray. Getting straight in there. Glenn Murray is mine because Brighton have got Huddersfield and Palace. Holy shit. It's really good. Yeah, Glenn Murray. I sound like a fucking genius. I love that.
I'm going to have the spider, Felipe Anderson.
Yeah.
Because we've got Newcastle and Cardiff, both of which are quite difficult fixtures, but we've got to win something.
That's my reason for picking Arnautovic.
That's your reason for... Oh, okay, you can have that. Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. And Craig said Matt Ritchie, who missed an open goal yesterday. So, lovely stuff.
Don't get that out in this
jungle. That hasn't happened in Australia yet.
No, that's true. Yes, it hasn't happened. He hasn't seen that. No, Richie did get the assist, so it's not a bad shout. And they've got, West Ham and... what's the second... Everton. So, decent. Right, that's the power bottoms. That's game weeks 14 and 15 discussed. Let's move on to the bloody quiz.
Yes.
Can I start by saying that I'm scared because Ref has props and he has to stand up. So if he does sound quite quiet, I mean, you're going to have to shout, Ref. If I go like that, okay. Just scream.
I'll be shouting. I'm that excited anyway.
Lovely. Exciting. Well, mate, take it away.
Okay, so often you base the quiz, or you have in the past based the quiz on like a TV quiz show.
Yep.
And I just thought to steal the format of my favourite TV quiz show, Only Connect. Anyone ever seen Only Connect?
Oh, I hate it.
I've never seen it. No.
Oh, okay.
It's Victoria Corrin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will be your Victoria Corrin tonight.
Nice.
Okay.
Is that where you popped a blonde wig on and you stuck a couple of dumplings up your shirt?
Oh, no, I did it anyway.
Dumplings.
Okay, so there are two rounds of six questions each. And I've also got a practice question, because just to explain the... Like,
probably a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in the first round, there are... each question has four clues, and you've got to find the connection between the four clues, right?
Yeah.
Actually, you're struggling already.
Yep. I'm with you.
So you've got to find the connection between the four clues. It's all football-based, obviously.
Okay.
And I'll give you one clue.
Oh, that's the time looked annoyed there when said that.
Fuck. Not Big Cats and Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall, no?
No. So you get one clue at a time. If you say next when you want the next clue. If you get it after getting all four clues, you get 1 point. If you get it after only hearing three of the clues, you get 2 points.
Okay.
If you get it after hearing two of the clues, three points. If you somehow get it after hearing only one of the clues, the connection between four things, you get 5 points, but don't do that because you just won't get it.
Okay, but you only get one guess.
You only get one guess. And if you don't get it right, I'll give all four of the clues... Swing over to the other person.
Oh, I see.
Okay, and we've got.
So I'm going to do a practice one. You can do together.
Yeah, they should make a TV show of this.
They should do. Yeah,
yeah, it's a good format. Yeah. So I'll show you the first clue, and when you hear the second clue, you go next, or you can just try and make.
So are these visual clues?
No,
I just printed out the question so you can see them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Nice.
So clue. Okay, for the practice question, clue number one: the eastern wind.
Okay,
don't know what it is, or you can go, or you can say next to the next one.
Yeah, next.
Next.
One size.
Any
bells?
Yeah, I think so.
You can sort of like discuss what's going on in
the game. But what is it going to be? Is it like a player or a team, or is it... We don't know.
It can be anything in football.
Any football-related
it's
thing.
It's really sort of wide open.
I think it's... Oh, well, that's a nickname for a player. I don't know if you'd know that though or not.
I don't know anything. I've researched this.
Do
you want to have a guess?
Yeah, I'm going for Fitz Hall.
Well, that's what that is, yeah. But like, there's a connection between these four things.
Oh, and so, okay.
That's what the answer is.
To that bit, but not the whole thing. We have to get what the connection is.
This question... this question...
I should have done the little practice off air.
This is why we have a practice.
Okay, that's good. Right, okay, I'm with you.
There's a connection between these four things on this paper. You've seen two of them. What's the connection between the four things? Yeah. You've worked out what that is.
I understand. Right, yeah.
I do as well. I'm just doing it for the audience. They don't explain. Obviously, I get it.
The audience.
I'm the quiz wizard.
You can play the easier. I get it. So you can explain to them.
Okay.
So what are these four things, do you think?
Yeah, we get it. We'll guess later.
Next. The magic dwarf.
Mm.
So three clues so far. The eastern wind, one size, the magic dwarf.
Mm. Yeah, no, I think we'll have to see next.
Okay.
The baby-faced assassin.
Oh, is it? Andrei Arshavin?
No.
Oh,
They're all playing nicknames.
Oh, right.
They're all just famous playing nicknames. And that's connection between them.
Okay,
these
right.
are four things, all playing nicknames. That's connection between them.
Oh,
four
I did think that, but I was thinking it was one player's nickname.
Yeah, no. I thought it was going to be team.
Right, okay, no, I'm with you now. Player nicknames, yeah.
I should have said that was my guess, not.
Yeah, not a specific person's nickname.
I see.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Right, so okay.
Now
we know what's going on.
Do you get how it works though?
I'm with you now, yeah, absolutely.
So I'd flip a coin or something. Who wants to go first? Just choose amongst yourselves.
Ash, you can go first if you want. Let's not flip a coin on air, for Christ's sake.
Flat the option.
Flat or not? Flat or not?
It's not radio friendly.
Not. You go first.
Ash did that with his testicles. He's got one flat testicle and one not.
Famously.
Pick a letter between A and F.
Oh, God, A, B, C. I don't know what was between them. D.
D, okay. I'll get question D from the pile.
D from the pile coming out.
Okay. You know, as long as you want to answer, to guess and everything.
Yeah.
So, clue number one.
Okay.
Ricky Lambert.
Okay. Right.
It'd be risky to try and get a
Yeah, it would be,
person.
Yeah. So we'll go next.
Sadio Mane.
Okay. I can see a connection that I won't say yet. Okay, next.
Dejan Lovren.
It can't just be players that play for Liverpool.
No. But if you say that, I'll say like, I'm going to need a bit more. Because she says on the show.
So you need a bit more.
I need a bit more, John.
Oh, Southampton and Liverpool.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll give you that. Southampton players who've gone to Liverpool. You get 2 points.
That's all right. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, if you keep
big
scoring.
T dog, bang. Two. Simple as that.
Nice
problem. Nice problem.
Ash, you're up next. I'm you quite happy have with that. A, B, C, E.
A.
Should have got it earlier. Okay. Should have got it earlier.
That's a good one. Okay. So, clue number one, Aeroflot, Russian Airlines.
Brilliant. Okay. Good.
Yeah. You might need another
one. If it's
one.
BAA, British Airways, then I'm going
to... Do the numbers have any... Do the alphabetical order have anything to do with it?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Just randomise the questions.
Yeah, okay, next one.
Casillero del Diablo.
So I'm thinking out loud, not giving the answer.
Yeah, sure, you can do that. Yeah.
So we get, it's got to be some sort of sponsorship thing. So, yeah, it's good. Wine, planes, they mix together well.
Very much so.
Next one.
Cup noodles.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. When you're flying your plane and you've had too much red wine, you got often want a cup of noodles.
Yes, that is the connection.
Yes. And another one.
Next.
Yeah.
Yanmar tractors.
Yeah, I think I've been stitched up here, mate. Yanmar tractors, cup noodles. It's like a beautiful mind. Things are going round, patterns are forming, and I can see.
You can make them come out of your mouth quicker. That would be ideal.
No, I don't know. You're taking all the fun out of
it. I'm going to throw it over to Tom.
Oh, it's going to be something like sponsorship. It'll be a team. It'll be like in the Chinese league, whatever it's called, the Chinese Super League or whatever. Sponsors. No.
I want you to get it. No, you're so close. These are all official partners of Manchester United. Aeroflot is the official airline of Manchester United. Casillero del Diablo is the official wine of Manchester United.
Wow.
Cup nice Noodles wine. Is the official noodle of Manchester United.
Really?
And Yanmar Tractors is the official tractor of Manchester United.
What's the official tractor of the gaffer tape? I can't remember which one it is.
Yeah.
Can't remember
that is
which
awesome
one.
Yeah.
I'd love an official tractor.
I had to cut this down to four because this is stupid. They've got Gulf Oil International is the official global lubricant partner.
we definitely have a global lubricant partner. We've definitely got one of them already.
Yeah, New Era is the official leisure headwear. Kansai Paint is the official paint of Manchester United. They've got crazy
brilliant
official everything of Manchester United. They're paws for sponsorship, basically. Mm. And there's more for me to sort of like share that with you than actually
nice. I like that. Nice. I'm with it. I'm enjoying the quiz, I must say. Yes. I'm enjoying this quiz.
Thank you.
Yes.
Tom, you'll go again.
Yes.
Choose any from A to F that we haven't had already. F we haven't had already. Okay.
F.
Yes. Right. Clue number one, Nobby Styles.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need to see a bit more.
Gordon Banks.
God, this is so easy.
Yeah, is it England World Cup winners?
Yeah, it is.
Yes! Oh,
that's fucking ridiculous.
Is that 3 points?
Oh, my
one,
God.
Two.
How you didn't get that in the first one
takes
question?
Takes up to five.
What else could the question...
Well, no, you don't have... You can't do it straight away, Nobby Styles.
What else?
I was thinking it
what
might have been.
What else is going to come up with this Nobby fucking Styles?
It's just that
number two could have been like
the hardest question in the first round with the easiest question.
The easiest one.
It's the like this is
you never know Nobby Styles. Yeah, then yeah, after yeah that, it could have been like, you know, Bobby Niles. Players that have silly names.
Yeah, that sucks. There, that's bad luck. Sorry.
Yeah. No, people whose surnames sound like rivers. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So 5-0. I'm afraid.
Big 5-0.
Yeah.
Gosh.
B then.
B. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's enjoy. Okay. This
just be four sounds.
Yeah. What am I thinking of? Okay.
Yeah.
Clue number one. Robin.
I'm loving this. Oh yeah, I'm loving this.
Right, so can I guess with one?
You need to. You could draw a level if you did.
You don't need to, we've got a hot wizard.
Oh yeah, got it. That's the next one.
Royal.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I don't know.
Hoop.
No, I'm getting further away.
Yeah?
Oh, unless it's... No, I don't know.
Blade.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Clues for...
Oh, it's all teams, like, nicknames.
Yes, they are. Are you specific for... Which teams are you on?
Sheffield United are the Blades.
Yep.
Hoops is Reading, maybe?
Yep.
Royals is Reading.
Yeah.
Hoops is Celtic, probably loads of teams. And Rob, don't know the Robins.
Yeah, I'll say meaning on your last question that I'm going to give you that, because they're all nicknames of championship clubs, actually.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, Robins are Bristol...
I mean, technically, you didn't really get it, but, you know, give him 1 point.
Hoops are QPR as well, but you're right, I think a couple of teams have that, so, yeah. Okay, Tom, you've got C or E.
Always C, mate. Always C.
Ding, 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 ding. That sound can only mean you got the quick music question for this round.
Ah, yes.
Okay, I'm going to play you four audio clips and as clues, and you got to work out what the connection is.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to play the first clue right now.
Okay. No idea.
Next.
I know that one.
I do not fucking know that. Yeah. Oh, okay. I know the answer.
Yeah.
It's football podcasts.
It is. Rival podcast.
Theme tunes for football podcasts. Yes, because that is Atletico Mint.
Correct.
What are we talking? 3 points? 3 points for Big T Dog. Many thanks.
So
what was the first
Ash.
One? What was the first one?
Rash, you guys did
Football Weekly, wasn't it?
Guardian Football Weekly.
Yeah.
You hear clue 3 and 4 for some reason?
Yeah, go on then, yeah. Do, 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 do.
It's a Scoutcast.
It's Scoutcast. Oh, yeah, we don't listen to that shit.
Okay. Do you listen to this shit?
Obviously, we know all these because we listen to loads.
Yeah. Atletico Mints is genuinely the only podcast I listen to. That's how I got that.
That last one was Miles Offside by Ian Stimson, Chuck Bailey, and Austin
Lindsay. Oh, I always listen to that one.
Yeah, your favourite one.
Miles Offside.
Okay, that was a music question.
There we go. Lovely stuff.
Okay, and Ash, you are lumped with E.
Oh, is it the Russian round?
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
Surely the sign language round. Perfect. Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Surely I've won. It's 8-1.
Well, we've got the second round to go.
Have we?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Come on then. Let's pull it back.
Okay. Yeah.
How many points do I get if I just guess without seeing a question?
Let's say 250.
Okay, well, because I'm going to just start guessing the later rounds, then I guess.
We're going to have to throw it over to Tom and give all four clues.
I can't believe there's later rounds. Go on, I thought that was
there's a second round.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's
it. Clue number one.
Yeah.
Alan Shearer, 1996.
I think I know this.
Is it worth
so annoying.
Is it worth a guess for 5 points, though?
What can I guess?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, I fucking would.
No, it's... Premier League top goal scorers.
You're guessing, you're not having the rest of the clues?
Yeah, I'm guessing.
No, it isn't. Tom, I'm going to give you all four clues.
Can I guess at this point?
Well, you shouldn't, because you're going to get all four clues anyway.
No, but can I guess at this point and get 5 points?
No, you can't, though.
Oh, all right.
That's against the rules.
But just guess anyway.
Do you think you got it?
I think I've got it. I think it's most expensive player in the world.
You want to see the rest of the clues?
Yeah.
Sid Puddifoot, 1922. Kaká, 2009.
Yeah.
And Gareth Bale, 2013.
Yes.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah!
Yeah. You get 1 point, though, because...
Only 1 point.
I think Ash might already punch me.
Oh, my God.
Shearing up. Oh, yes. I'm so happy with that.
Okay, it's time for round two. And round two is a sequences round. So it's a sequence of four things.
Mm.
And they're in order from 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Okay, so either going forward in time or going up in price or something like that, or backwards, whatever. And you've got to guess what is fourth in the sequence.
Okay.
So you get clue one.
Then you can say next for clue two.
And then you can say next for clue three.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, and then you've got to guess what is fourth, so you won't see fourth.
Okay.
So as a practice, you're going to do this together. You're going to share. So first in the sequence, number one, JVC.
Yeah.
Oh, the fucking Arsenal sponsorship round. Is
yeah,
it?
It's
oh,
going to be. Yeah. So
you've got that right. But what is fourth in the sequence if JVC is first?
Oh, so if this is the practice, isn't it?
Yes.
So next
yeah,
would be, I think Dreamcast, Fly Emirates. No, that's currently...
So that'd be it, Fly Emirates, then, wouldn't it?
No, yeah.
Yeah, you got it, yeah.
Number
one, JVC. Number two, Dreamcast. Number three, O2, excuse me. And number four is Fly Emirates, the four most recent.
I'm smashing this
It was an easy one.
Yeah. I'm
smashing it was an easy one for the practice. Okay, so, Ash, do you want to go first? Do you want to pick A to F?
Just pick the hardest one for me.
Let's go A again. Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. What's the connection between these authors?
Okay.
Ballet directors.
I'm never showing you this now. Okay, so what comes fourth in this sequence?
Yeah.
Number one, Die Meister.
The fuck?
yeah, okay.
Next.
Probably, yeah.
Die Besten.
Yeah, okay.
Next.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Les Grandes Equipes.
So shit at French, mate.
I'm so glad I got the foreign language right. is there a... Also, once I see the fourth one, it's over. So I've got to guess now.
Yeah, you've got to guess now. I'll give these three over to Tom.
Do you know it?
Oh, I'm going to make an educated guess.
Ballon d'Or? I don't know.
No.
Is it the French league? So.
Oh!
So.
Well, you've got to find what's fourth in the sequence anyway.
Yeah.
I
can't be can.
No, you're wrong anyway.
But I don't,
it
well.
Probably helps if you sing it, actually. Die Meister!
It's the Champions League theme, is it?
Die Besten!
Champions League!
The champion!
It's the chorus for the Champions League anthem.
Lovely.
Of course.
That's really good.
Well, some of us are involved in the Champions League. Okay. Historically.
Yeah, I was going to go Europa League anthem. You might be more your...
Yeah,
I mean, still.
Would be for me, really.
Does the Championship have an anthem? I should be familiar with that. Championship! Exactly. It's for really good teams, but the 21st to the 40th of the best team.
Or something. Well, that could be it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, Ash.
It's alright, it's cool.
Okay.
I'm playing for Craig, actually, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably going to be more.
That's very true, yeah.
Oh, that's why you're scuppering it. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom, go B to F.
B. I'll go B straight. Okay. In B.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh my
You've got
God.
The round two music question.
Brilliant. Love these music questions.
Okay.
We have more about the podcasts I listen to, please. The one podcast I listen to. Really sorry to the Just Offside lads. I didn't recognise their podcast as well. I do apologise. Stimmers, etc.
Okay, so this is a really difficult one, so I was going to give you a clue, but Ash is already trading, so I'm not trying to think at all.
Yeah, I don't need a clue, mate. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's currently 9-1.
Here is... Well, that's easily get-backable.
Get-backable.
Yeah. Okay, so here is clue one. What is fourth in this sequence if clue one is this?
What's fourth? Oh, God.
No.
I can guess where it's going, the question, but I need a little bit more info.
Okay, go next.
No.
Next.
Let's have another one, yeah. Oh, Christ. I don't really know where this is going. God, I don't know.
No?
I don't know where it's
pass?
Going. Yeah, no. Pass it. Pass
Ash?
It.
Ash?
Three lines?
Let's listen.
Ah!
God.
Oh, Ash gets 2 points!
The comeback's on. The comeback hit.
They're coming off of Tom as well.
What was the
on his question?
Well, in motion. Was it the second one?
These are actually the Europa League and Europa League anthem.
This is the Europa League anthem. Stitch up much.
These are the England anthems for the Euros going backwards.
Right.
So we didn't have one in 2016, I think. Yeah. So. These are the last four we've had going backwards. And the fourth back one we had was three lines.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah. Well done.
Okay.
Well done, Ash. Couple of points.
Yep. Got an A, B, C. Just from the bottom.
C.
Okay. Number one in the sequence is France 2002. What happened to France in 2002?
Oh, fuck. So... In 2000, they definitely won. They won the World Cup in 2000 and the Euros in 2002. Euro 96. Well, so they won the Euros in 2000, the World Cup in 2002, right? So,
do you want to make a guess? It was fourth in this sequence, based on that?
So I say France, Euro 96, 2000. So it must have been World Cup, France. This 2002, six.
God, this is fucking painful. Oh my God.
Germany.
Just someone saying numbers.
Germany in what year?
Oh my God.
Germany in 2, 6, 10, 2, 14.
Germany in the year 2006, 10 and 14? No.
Oh, shit.
No, sorry, it isn't, no.
Oh.
Can I see?
You can see the rest of the clue. Yeah. So France 2002, Italy 2010, Spain 2014.
It's the winners of the... No, two. Fucking hell, I'm doing it now. Well, they won the World Cup in 2008, too. So I'm guessing it is Germany. Germany 2018.
It is to Germany 2018.
Oh, for fuck's sake. But what was
These
then?
Are reigning champions who went out in the group stages in the World Cup. So
France
won
opposite.
98 and went out in the group stage in 2002. Italy won 2006, went out in the group stage 2010. Spain won it 2010.
Went out in the group stage and then this year the Germans went out 10-3.
Isn't that looking good?
10-3.
Tom, D-E-F.
F.
Okay.
I think I've done the thing that Tom sometimes does, where you try and guess the first one and then get knocked out of a round and give you points to the other person.
Yeah. Well, luckily for you, Ash, Tom's got the hardest question in the car quiz.
There we go.
Wow.
Okay, number one in sequence, Pedro Monzon, 1990.
Okay. Okay, next.
Number two, Gustavo Dizzotti, 1990.
Hmm. I'll have one more.
Marcel Desailly, 1998.
Mm. Oh, so I've got to guess the next thing, innit?
Yeah.
It's going to be something like getting sent off in the final or something. Surely two players didn't get sent off in 90. So it'd be getting sent off in the final. Getting sent off. Zidane?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. 2006?
Yes, you got it.
Is it?
And it's exactly the very reason as well. Yeah. As the four most recent players to get sent off in a World Cup final.
Oh, my God.
Pedro Monzón, 1990. Gustavo Desarte, 1990. Marcel Desailly, 1998. And Zinedine Zidane, 2006.
How many points do I get for that? Can I just say, this is the best I've ever performed in a quiz in five seasons.
This is, you found your absolute... Maybe you should go on the actual show.
How many points was that?
Two.
You've turned into, like, actual Raymond.
Well, I just thought, 98, Desailly was playing for France. Did he do anything? He didn't score. Maybe got sent off.
Very well worked out.
Oh, my God. Fucking hell, I'm enjoying this.
Okay, two questions left, Ash.
Brilliant. Good. I'm loving this.
Go on.
D or E?
D or E?
Very important decision.
D.
Okay. First in sequence, Aston Villa.
That's not vague. It's not really. Oh, okay. No, I don't know. Okay.
Number two, Crystal Palace.
Yep.
Number three, Chelsea.
Literally no idea. Do you know?
I have a guess. Anything.
I don't know.
Okay. Tom?
No, I'm struggling with this one, mate.
It's Manchester United. They're the four most recent FA Cup runners-up.
Runners-up.
Aston Villa, Crystal Palace, Chelsea.
United. Good shout. I should know because Arsenal beat a couple of them.
We watched them, didn't we?
Probably. Knowing us, bloody lads. Mm-hmm. Watching football and stuff.
Last one is for you, Tom.
Thank God.
Number one, Milk.
Milk.
Oh, I know this one. Fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Do you want to let Ash do it?
Go on, Ash, you can have it.
I think it's going to go... Oh, yeah, I'm not too sure what the order, actually. I know what the theme is, though, already.
Yeah.
It'll be like Milk, Rumbelows, Coke, whatever the fuck it is now.
No idea.
It's the League Cup, isn't it?
It is League Cup sponsors.
Yeah.
Anyway, close. So it's the first four sponsors of the League Cup. Milk Cup, Littlewoods Cup, Rumbelows Cup, and fourth Coca-Cola Cup. There we go.
It was so much better when it was that.
Done.
So that is a comprehensive trousing, I'm afraid. That is the end of the quiz.
Well done. Wow.
Congratulations, Tom.
I feel good. It's still 4-3-2 Craig in inverted commas. I forget that Craig's part of the quiz still.
Yeah, I sort of bad luck getting the absolute hardest questions in the quiz. But what, like, really well worked out for us getting sent off from World Cup finals.
That was one of my... And I loved that I got the Shearer one right as well.
Really
happy with that.
That was a good quiz. And you played really well. Really interesting to see... Because you and Craig against each other, that probably would have been really close.
Yeah, possibly.
Oh, quick thank you to Ian for sorting out the audio clips for me. And for playtesting the quiz.
Is that Ian Stimson?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Stimmers. From that.
That was good. That was listening to this, and you kicked him in the balls right in the middle of it.
Yeah, I did.
I don't know what that is. That's a made-up
the Offside Ball podcast, but I do apologise. Right, lads, before we go, let's have a little bit of Timmy Tinker.
Little Timmy Tinker playing with his balls, practicing the park till the darkness falls, running out of the
So we're on chapter 12, Timmy boys. Chapter 12, Little Timmy Tinker. Do you want to have a little quick recap? Raph, have you been following Little Timmy Tinker every week?
Yeah, ish.
Fuck off!
I've been listening, but I lose a third of it sometimes.
Yeah.
It's quite difficult to. It's quite intellectual, isn't it?
There's a lot of levels to it.
Last week, he took his little leather ball out and his boots.
God damn it! God damn it! At no point has that been a thing.
He played a game.
Do you actually remember what happened last week?
Not at all.
I remember there was like a rubbish tip or something.
They played the Swallows. That was the week before.
Gary got arrested.
Gary got arrested, but then what happened?
Did it then turn into a gritty prison drama for the next couple of episodes?
It did.
It was short. I remember that. It wasn't very long.
It was short.
I can only really remember the recap of the one before.
That was nice. I like that. That was a good touch.
Well, I mean, Gary is in prison.
Who's
the new manager? Who's the new manager?
Bobby Firkin, whatever his name is.
Mr. Cucumber.
Mr. Cucumber, that's absolutely it. Harold Eggplant / Mr. Cucumber. Is the new manager of the Pigeons. Okay.
Wait. Okay, so let's just get this in order. Gary is in prison.
Gary got sent down.
Harold Eggplant is the manager. But is he not the manager of their deadly rivals?
Well, he is, yeah. Some people can manage two teams. Harold can.
Okay.
So, chaps,
they play each other every week.
It's a conflict of interest.
They've played each other twice.
Right, and there's only been
12 game weeks in, and at one point I did say several weeks had passed and the Pigeons hadn't won in 6 weeks. I do stuff like that. It's very carefully thought out.
Okay.
Apart from the bit where I started in 93 and chapter 2 was in 95. So other than that, and he was 7 in the first chapter and 10 in the next chapter a week later. But other than that, it's been absolutely solid.
Yeah.
Chapter 12. The Diary of Little Timmy Tinker. Stick it inside! Stick it inside! Ooh! Mucky Jeffrey was yelling at Timmy to stick the ball inside the box where Pat Natalu was waiting in acres of space. Timmy curled in an inch-perfect ball to Natalu's head and he delicately nodded it past the keeper, completing his hat-trick. Today was Howard Eggplant's first game in charge of the Windsor Pigeons. Burnham Bullfinches home. There's a lot of Berkshire references that if you're from Berkshire, you're going to absolutely love.
Like the fact that all the teams are named after birds.
Yeah.
It's a strong Berkshire tradition.
Fact, is that alliteration?
Some
potentially.
Yeah,
it's quite clever. It's quite complex, this shit.
Yeah.
Somehow, remarkably, with only injury time left, the Pigeons were winning 6-1. The mysterious Pat Natalu had been having the game of his life, and so had the rest of the boys. Timmy, Carlos Fandango and racist David had all got on the score sheet. Howard Eggplant was a tyrant, an awful human being, but he was a damn good football manager. "Well done, you little cunts," he said.
Jesus Christ!
Well, he doesn't hold any punches.
Where did that come from?
Jesus Christ, bring the paedophile back.
Well done. "Well done, you little cunts," he said after the game, as the triumphant Pigeons patted each other on the back, being careful not to make physical contact with Mucky Jeffrey due to his tramp diseases. Next week is the big game. Next week is a big game. Hollyport Harry is away. If we win, we definitely stay up. "What do you mean we?" Timmy objected defiantly.
"Is that a little shiny?
You're not our manager. Gary's our manager, and you got him sent to prison." Now, little Timmy Tinker," Harold Eggplant smiled, showing rows of brown teeth. "Ooh. First of all, Gary was a wrong'un. The police said they found thousands of indecent images on his typewriter because it's the 95-96 season. He's going to be in that cell for a long time, little Timmy Tinker." "Not if we've got anything to do with it," whispered Timmy, and the rest of the Pigeons smiled knowingly. Howard Eggplant rubbed his hands together at the thought of 3 points and he walked off without as much as a farewell or a see you at training next week to the Pigeons. But the Pigeons would see each other before training next week. "Do we all remember our jobs tonight?" Timmy asked once the coast was clear. For tonight, the Pigeons were going to break manager Gary out of the prison. "Yes," said Carlos Fandango. "I'm on reconnaissance."
Wow. Yeah.
"I'm causing a distraction," said racist David. "A crucifix and a packet of matches at the ready." "I'm driving the getaway car," said Ant McPartlin. And the Pigeons shifted nervously. "I'm on the extraction," said Pat Natalu. "And I'm on heroin," said Mucky Jeffrey, before getting in his sleeping bag and laying down on the grass for a kip. "Well done, boys," said Timmy. "Let's meet at 0100 hours in the Dark Hearts Woods, opposite Dragonbone Prison."
Whoa.
And with that, the Pigeons flew off in their own directions, ready to meet up that night for the adventure of their lives.
Nice.
So they had a team meeting.
Dragonbone Castle.
And would you say they're conspiring against their current manager?
I think they are. They're trying to get Gary out of prison.
But why? It's abundantly clear from the
They found something on his typewriter. It wouldn't stand up in court.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wouldn't stand up in court.
He's showing a lot of allegiance to Gary.
He's a good guy. He gives lovely massages. And he serves top quality wine. Really does. So there we go. That is it. That's Timmy Tinker. Next week, we're going to be here with Dan Parkinson. The week after that, the final, is Mr. Johnny Worthington as our Patreon guest host. Raf, thanks so much for coming down, mate.
Thank you, guys.
It's been so nice. You've been a loyal supporter and patron. Well, not that loyal. I haven't listened to Timmy Tinker every week, but whatever. And lovely patron.
I just haven't paid attention.
Well, that's not so bad. Yeah, I suppose. It's a download figure, isn't it? Let's be honest. That's all that matters. And if you want to be like Raf and get here when Craig pisses off to the jungle, patreon.com/thegaffertapes. But that's it. Yeah, we've got game week 14 on Friday. Don't miss that Friday deadline. We've got game week 15, the little Tuesday, Wednesday jobby. We're going to be back recording on Wednesday next week, Ash. I'm just saying that to you, don't forget. Me and Dan Parkinson are going to turn up here on Wednesday and you're not going to be here, and it's going to be an absolute shame. We have to record it on my phone, me and Dan. It'd be quite nice to be that close to Dan.
You have to record your bits on Tuesday and anticipate what they're going to say.
Yeah,
and
just
then
wait.
They'll record their
Hello, this is Ash. Leave a gap. And then I'll just do the same where I am. Hello, it's Tom and Dan.
I just go like, hi, it's Ash. Leave like an hour and 40-minute gap and then go, so he brought a leather ball.
Just do that. That's essentially what the podcast is.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks very much. You can get us on Twitter at The Gaffer Tapes. You can email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Get us on Facebook, facebook.com/thegaffertapes. We're on Instagram, YouTube, all that shit. Yeah, we will be back next week with Dan Parkinson. But yeah, so get us on social media and check out the podcast. So thank you all. Anything else? I do apologise.
Is Raph on social media?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Raph. Yeah, you're on social media, mate.
That's right.
Liberal Democrat guy.
HQ.
It's at Raphael Esprian, but don't bother trying to spell it. Just find me through the Gaffer Tapes Twitter and I'll be somewhere down there.
Yeah, would have thought so. So thanks very much again to Raph. Yeah, Game Week 14 and 15 coming up, so look out for those. And I think that's pretty much it. Anything else, Ash?
No. We'll see you all later.
Goodbye.
I haven't told anyone this that doesn't know me.
It's a good thing we're recording.
Really close. But so I used to know this lad. Funnily enough, he was called Alex as well, but completely different thing. And I used to randomly dream about him all the time.
Okay.
And my cousin used to think it was fucking hilarious. I had another dream about him. He's like, where's this come from? And I'd just text him every sort of 2 or 3 weeks, go, another dream, another Alex dream.
What age?
Oh, from 18 to 26, 27, randomly, what? Every sort of 3 or 4 weeks, I just randomly have a dream about him. And then, last year, I found out he died. He killed himself, and the dream stopped.
Whoa.
How mad's that? And that's actually true.
Is it?
Yeah, that's
fine. I thought you were going to say you found out he died when you were 18.
No, I was dreaming about him. The dreams just stopped just after I found out he was dead. I haven't had one since. They got less frequent, but I haven't had one in over a year.
They get more erotic.
It's ever been. It's just there.
What were the dreams about? Were they just there? Every kind of dream? It's just
like a normal dream. Like, I don't know, we'd have been in the podcast, turn around, Alex is there. Haven't seen him since I was about 14, 15, but oh, there he is. He's just
super
there.
Creepy.
That's really creepy.
Yeah, and then I found out he died.
What did he die of?
Well, he killed himself, so... of being dead. Died of death.
Goodbye.